Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending September 27th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Wholeness orders firm action from security forces on road safety. Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Wholeness, directed Dr. Horace Chang, the nation's national security minister, along with the security forces of Jamaica, to take firm action to address what he called the indiscipline on the country's roads. Wholeness stated that the situation has reached a level that represents a danger to Jamaica's economy and public order. The Prime Minister's directive was prompted by incidents in which two people died and hundreds of Jamaicans were left stranded on the roads by a strike called by the Jamaican Urban Transit Company's drivers. Envoy from US says stopping flow of guns to Jamaica difficult. Dominic Riley, attaché of the United States Embassy in Jamaica, has disclosed that stemming the flow of guns into Jamaica is difficult. He made his remarks at the Caribbean Policy Research Institute's public forum entitled Scamming, Guns and Violence in Montego Bay. The event was held to discuss the link between lottery scams and crime and violence, especially at resorts. Finding sufficient resources is the key issue in terms of policing, he said, because there are so many U.S. states that provide direct routes to Jamaica for potential gun smuggling. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean tourist industry to withstand bankruptcy of Thomas Cook. Some of the chief tourist destinations in the Caribbean are affected by the British firm Thomas Cook's collapse. The firm had faced difficulties for some time as a result of strong competition from online service providers and the uncertainties imposed by the United Kingdom's pending Brexit activity. Thomas Cook's bankruptcy is expected to have an insignificant impact on the tourist business of Antigua and Barbuda, according to Colin C. James of the country's Tourist Authority. Barbados, however, said the bankruptcy would be felt by that country's tourist industry. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaicans providing aid to Bahamas. Jamaica's honorary consul to the Bahamas, Terrell Butler, noted that Jamaicans living in the country are stepping up to help the victims of Hurricane Dorian, which devastated the islands. Butler cited Patrick Hanlon as an illustration of Jamaicans reaching out to help. Hanlon is hosting other Jamaicans evacuated from the Abaco Islands. Hanlon is the former honorary consul to the Bahamas, and he has made an apartment available to Jamaicans and Bahamians who were among the 5,000 people evacuated from regions affected by the hurricane. This week's business news. Jamaica implements first survey of establishments. The first survey in history of Jamaican establishments seeks to provide hard data concerning the total number of establishments that participate in commercial, business, and other activities in Jamaica. The information will aid public and private sectors to devise strategies, policies, and programs going forward. The survey findings will be used for the Statistical Business Register, or SBR, maintained by the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. SZA poised for victory at Grammys. SZA's album Victory has been put into the running for a Grammy at the next awards celebration. A Grammy represents the recording industry's highest honor, as it is the only peer-recognized award in the music industry. The reggae artist's latest album includes 16 tracks and is a collaboration between Richard Breadback Bramwell and Kalonji Music. It was released in March of 2019. This week's sports news. Williams cleared to compete at IAAF World Championships. According to her coach, Atto Bolden, 17-year-old Brianna Williams has been cleared by the anti-doping disciplinary panel to run at the 2019 IAAF World Championships in Doha, Qatar. The tournament is scheduled for September 27th through October 6th of 2019. Williams had been announced as a member of the senior team ahead of a pending meeting with the anti-doping authorities regarding a tight time frame. Williams tested positive for a banned substance after running the 100 meters in 10.94 seconds and setting a new record at the World Juniors in June. Bolden reported that she was reprimanded with no period of ineligibility. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at Turn It Up Radio, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.